Restoring My Soul, Thursday, the 17th of November. Paul's Conversion. We recall that Rachel died as the result of giving birth to Benjamin. Paul belonged to the tribe of Benjamin. Notably, Jacob prophesied concerning Benjamin that he was a ravenous wolf. In the morning he shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. This prophetic statement concerning the tribe of Benjamin was certainly an accurate description of Saul's carnal nature. Following the death of Stephen, Saul ravaged the church as he went from house to house, dragging off men and women and putting them in prison. Following his conversion, Paul was no longer a ravenous wolf. He became an ascension gift messenger in the right hand of Christ. Significantly, the prophetic meaning of the name Benjamin is son of the right hand. As the answer to Rachel's prayer, the Lord appointed Paul from the tribe of Benjamin to recover the tribe of Ephraim as the fullness of the nations. The 10 northern tribes of Israel, under the leadership of the tribe of Ephraim, have been scattered among all Gentile nations. Paul testified that the Lord had made him to be a light to the Gentiles, to bring salvation to the ends of the earth. It was the priestly ministry of Stephen that disempowered Satan in relation to the ministry of the Apostle Paul. In turn, it was the priestly ministry of Paul that disempowered Satan in relation to the remnant of Ephraim who have been scattered among the nations. Paul ministered the gospel of God to the Gentiles as a priest in the Father's temple. He did this as a messenger in the right hand of Christ, who is seated at the right hand of God. The sufferings of Paul as a witness of Christ were for the sake of gathering a remnant from among the Gentile nations into lampstand churches. The references used in today's devotions are Philippians chapter 3 verse 5, Romans chapter 11 verse 1, Genesis chapter 49 verse 27, Acts chapter 8 verse 3, Genesis chapter 35 verse 18, Acts chapter 13 verse 47, Colossians chapter 1 verses 24 to 26, and Acts chapter 9 verse 15. For further study, Acts chapter 26.